Hi, welcome to another demo on the HomePod. And in this demo, I want to show you what it's like to make a phone call, or receiving a phone call for that matter, on your iPhone, and then transferring the audio to your HomePod, where you then can use the HomePod as a speakerphone, so two-way conversation. Now, I thought the best way to demo this is that I actually won't be in at work today because our car's getting fixed. So I thought I'd ring up my work voicemail and update my out-of-office message so you can hear what the audio sounds like, as in this case, the automated system speaking, and then I'll do the recording for my update out-of-office message, and hopefully you can hear that back in the recording so you can see what the quality sounds like. It still definitely sounds like you're on a mobile phone, of course, but as you might hear, or as you will hear, the person can actually definitely hear you. I tried this out with my son and wife yesterday, and they said the quality was perfectly fine. And of course, you can definitely tell that you're on a speakerphone as such. All right, so let me just call my work voicemail. Call audio mail.
Calling audio mail.
Just turn this down a little bit.
Come to Audix for help at any time. Enter password and password.
David.
Old messages. Voice. Call received.
Okay, let me just get past that.
Hash.
No more messages. To record messages, press 1. To receive messages, press 2. To administer personal greetings, press 3.
Okay, so I'm going to update the work out of office message. But first of all, I need to touch the hide the keypad so I can get to the audio button to transfer the audio from my iPhone to the HomePod.
Hide button.
Double tap on hide. Then touch towards the bottom of the screen.
End call button.
And flick back to the left.
Contacts. FaceTime video, add call, audio, button.
And there's audio button, double tap on audio.
Alert, selected.
Touch towards
headphones,
the bottom of the screen,
button.
Click back to the left. And sometimes this actually times out on me, so let's just try it again.
Add call, audio, button.
Try again.
Audio, alert, selected, cancel, toy room, 2, button.
Got it. So sometimes you have to be fairly quick. I don't know why that pop-up dialogue goes away so fast, but it really doesn't give you much time to try and find the item you want. In this case, the actual Toy Room 2, which is the HomePod. Now, that's actually now going through the HomePod.
Please make entry soon, or you will be disconnected. To record messages, press 1. To receive messages, press 2. To administer personal greetings, press 3.
Okay, so let me...
8.
I've got my screen back on
5,
the keypad.
3.
So I'm going to press 3.
Internal and external,
you can hear the tone coming through the HomePod.
To listen to a greeting, press 0.
But I've actually got the keypad that you can hear quite clearly with voiceover on my iPhone. So literally you've got your audio split up. You've got voiceover and the keypad on your iPhone, and across you've got the call on the HomePod. So I'm going to press 1 to update a message.
4, 1.
Enter greeting number.
And 1.
1.
Greeting 1. Recorded and active for internal and external calls. To listen to greeting 1, press 0. To re-record, press 1. When finished,
okay, re-record, press 1.
When finished recording, press hash to confirm or 1 to edit your message. Record at the tone.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box for David Woodbridge at Vision Australia, the 12th of February, Monday. Please note, I'm not in today. I'll be back in to work tomorrow, Tuesday, the 13th of February. Please leave me a message after the tone, and I'll call you back as soon as I can tomorrow, Tuesday. Alternatively, you can press 0 now and be returned to the National Contact Centre, where you can speak to another Access Technology consultant. Thank you.
Hash.
Greeting 1. Confirmed and active for internal and external calls. To listen to a greeting, press 0. To create, change, or delete a greeting, press 1. To scan all your
greetings, so let's listen to it.
2.
Star. Press 0. Greeting, oops.
0.
3. To administer, enter greeting number.
And 1.
1.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box for David Woodbridge at Vision Australia, the 12th of February, Monday. Please note, I'm not in today. I'll be walking to work tomorrow, Tuesday, the 13th of February. Please leave me a message after the tone, and I'll call you back as soon as I can tomorrow, Tuesday. Alternatively, you can press 0 now and be returned to the National Contact Centre, or you can speak to another Access Technology consultant. Thank you.
To listen to greeting 1, again, press 0. To re-record, press 1. To review status, press 2. To delete, press star 3. When finished, press hash.
Okay, I'm going to press hash.
To listen to a greeting, press 0. To create, change, or delete a greeting,
hash again.
Press 1.
Hash.
To scan audio greetings, to record messages, press 1. To receive messages, press 2. To administer personal greetings, press 3.
Okay, now, of course, I can do my two-finger magic double tap on my iPhone because I'm using VoiceOver to hang up the call, or if I touch the top of the HomePod...
End call.
I've got an end call on the touch surface of the HomePod, so I can double tap on that.
3111 hash symbol 0, mail, 2 in red emails.
And all that 311 hash symbol that you heard, that was all the numbers that I was, of course, putting in when I was using the automated work voicemail system. So there you go. So you can definitely tell I'm using a mobile to leave a message. As I said, my wife and son said it was quite okay to listen to me talking. You can definitely tell that I was on a mobile speaking, of course, but no worse than speaking from my mobile and or the HomePod itself. So still quite good audio content. So that'll do for this demo. So remember in finishing that you start the phone call, whether you received it or you're making it. You hide your keypad if it's not already hidden, go to the audio button, and I did say that that little dollar that pops up seems to go away very fast. Choose your HomePod. In my case, it was Toy Room 2 HomePod. And as you heard in the demo, I had the keypad on my screen on my iPhone with VoiceOver speaking out locally through the speaker. And then I had the HomePod with the actual phone call happening. And of course, if I was speaking to a human being, I could have conducted a two-way conversation and just put my phone away. All right, so that completes this demo. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.